wait for our once-a-year membership drive to show your love and support for KSKO. If you're not a member, you can become one anytime, online or by phone. And if you're already a member but would like to buy some awesome KSKO swag, you can do that online or by phone anytime. Our t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and coolers make great gifts for any occasion, whether it's a birthday, graduation, or a holiday. Give us a call at 1-800-605-KSKO or go online to kskopublicradio.com. And we say thank you for supporting KSKO as we've been serving the interior of Alaska for more than four decades.
Join Jordan in airdropping food supplies into Gaza in the coming days. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Biden also says he's looking into the possibility of establishing a marine corridor to get aid into the war-ravaged territory.
A day after what he called a tragic and alarming event, when more than 100 Palestinians were killed after a crowd swarmed aid trucks in northern Gaza, President Biden is promising to do more.
We're going to insist that Israel facilitate more trucks and more routes to get more and more people the help they need. No excuses, because the truth is, aid flowing to Gaza is nowhere nearly enough.
Biden says there needs to be hundreds of trucks a day, not just a few, adding that innocent lives are on the line in Gaza. He says he's also pushing for a deal to bring about a six-week ceasefire if Hamas releases more hostages. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Sounds from outside the church in Moscow, where thousands of mourners pay their final respects to Alexei Navalny, the Russian opposition leader whose death his family blames on President Vladimir Putin. Even while he was incarcerated, Navalny remained a powerful voice of dissent against the Kremlin that helped galvanize opposition against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Final arguments are underway in a hearing over whether Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis engaged in misconduct and should be disqualified from prosecuting a Georgia election racketeering case against former President Donald Trump and others. In Fulton County Superior Court today, Willis's attorney, Adam Abadi, argued Willis did not financially benefit from the affair she had with a private attorney whom she hired to manage the racketeering case. Abadi also denounced the opposing side's line of questioning during the proceedings.
Embarrass and harass the district attorney in a way that was very public, and in a way her character as it relates to that line of questioning in front of the court, in front of anyone watching the proceedings as it unfolded.
The court has already heard from the opposing side. Blizzard conditions are bearing down on portions of the Sierra Nevada. As much as 10 feet of snow could fall by the end of the weekend. Residents have been forced to take shelter. Many Lake Tahoe ski resorts were closed. Yosemite National Park also plans to be closed through at least Sunday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the largest wildfire in state history has burned as many as 500 structures in the Texas Panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire is responsible for at least two deaths. It erupted Monday and has burned roughly 1,700 square miles since then. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. U.S. stocks have ended the day higher. The Dow closed up 90 points. You're listening to NPR News. Mexico's presidential race is now officially underway. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the two main candidates are women.
Xochitl Gálvez, the leader of the opposition coalition, opened her campaign at midnight in Zacatecas, a region that has been battered by cartel violence. She promised, if elected president, she would build a huge prison and have zero sympathy for criminals.
Se acabaron los abrazos a los criminales y la ley será la ley.
There will be no more hugs for criminals. The law will be the law, she said. The other main candidate is Claudia Sheinbaum, the former mayor of Mexico City and protege of the hugely popular current president. She has promised to continue the policies of the current government, and so far polls show she is leading by some 20 points. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
The Hawkeyes are lamenting the looming departure of their basketball star, Caitlin Clark. The player, whom Senator Chuck Grassley has described as the pride of Iowa, says she's turning pro. After the season, Clark intends to enter the 2024 WNBA draft. She's expected to be the number one draft pick overall for the Indiana Fever. It has been a record-breaking season for Clark. She recently broke Lynette Woodard's record as the all-time leading scorer in Division I women's basketball history. And she's 18 points away from breaking the NCAA scoring record set by LSU's Pete Maravich for men or women. The Dow's closed up 90 points. The S&P was up 40. And the Nasdaq ended the day up 183 points, or more than 1%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include BritBox, with the goal of helping people discover a world of British TV, including new original series, Archie, The Man Who Became Cary Grant. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR.
Who is the man who wakes you up every day? He's here till 9 o'clock, then he will go away.
Friday, I'm in love. The Cure on 89.5 KSKO. Good Friday afternoon. 12:10 this March 1st, 2024. I'm Paul Walker. It is 21:10 UTC for all of our friends listening worldwide on shortwave. We'll talk about that in just a second, but we're going to take a quick look at our local weather here.
Fair and 9 below in McGrath. Sunny and highs around 5 below tomorrow will be, highs around 5 below today. What I was trying to say is we'll start to inch barely into the above zero numbers tomorrow. We will be in the double digits above zero Sunday, and we'll be in the 20s as we get into next week. 8 below and fair skies in Anvik, winds northeast to 10. Wind chill at 26 below. Sunny and highs around 3 below today along the lower Yukon. Sleet mute. Fair and 1 below right now. Sunny and 0 to 5 above for the lower Kuskokwim today. For Yukon, you guys are warming up. It was 45 below this morning. It's only 18 below right now. That's not too bad. That's your forecast high with plentiful sunshine across the Yukon Flats. 16 below and fair skies in Eagle with highs in the lower teens below zero today. 19 below at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. Highs around 11 below today. And at Merrifield and Anchorage right now, it's overcast. And 14 above, we're going to see highs in the lower to mid-teens, above zero across Anchorage today. Little bit of a breeze gust-ish going on. Once again, 9 below at the airport in McGrath. Our thermometer here at the radio station seems to agree. Highs around 5 below in the lows in the 20 belows. In the 20s below zero range tonight. sometimes I step on myself when I talk, folks. I've been doing this for 20 years, still can't quite get it right. Sunset, 6:46 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 8:21. If you got a song request, 524-3001 or 1-800-605-KSKO. I talked about all of our listeners worldwide every Friday. From 12 to 1 p.m. Alaska time, which is 2100 to 2200 UTC. We're broadcasting across Europe on shortwave radio via the transmitter facilities of Spaceline Bulgaria at 5900 kilohertz. So if you're tuning us in on shortwave today, glad to have you. And if you haven't already and you have Facebook, check us out there. That's one of the best ways you can keep up to date with what we're doing. Search for KSKO 89.5. When you're on Facebook, click the like button and come back off. And all right, let's get into the music, which is what most of y'all came here for. Got the Easy Beats and the Miracles coming up. We'll have Name That Tune in a little bit. My Peanut Gallery volunteer's running a little behind, but she'll be here. We'll have Name That Tune coming up. Let's do AC/DC now. Ah, there she is. It's Dirty Deeds on KSKO.
You wanna guide you in, but not me. thunder cheap.
Concrete tube.
KSKO McGrath.
KMGS
and KNIB Nicolai.
KGYA Greatly.
KNKO Shagluk.
KSKC Crooked Creek.
KSKP Sleep Mute.
KZPA Fort Yukon.
KRFF Fairbanks.
KNNA
Enana.
KTKF
Togue.
KRLL Circle.
And KEAALP Eagle.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Your diamonds, and you've got your pretty clothes, and the chauffeur drives your cars. You let everybody know, but don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Your mother, she's an heiress, owns a block in St. John's Wood, and your father be there with her if he only could. But don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Took her diamonds and tiaras by the score. Now she gets her kicks in Stepney, not in Knightsbridge anymore. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. Now you've got some diamonds, and you will have some others, but you better watch your step, girl, or start living with your mother. So don't play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire. So don't you play with me, 'cause you're playing with fire.
Playing with fire, it's the Rolling Stones on KSKO. All right, it is time for Name That Tune. I know we are, and there's the peanut gallery pig. We're a little behind, but the way Name That Tune works is you have to correctly identify the song, title, and artist, and you might win a prize. And here's how it works. You have to be the fifth caller with the correct answer. 524-3001, 1-800-605 KSKO. The song's playing under me right now. The fifth caller with the correct answer. Not just the fifth caller. The fifth caller with the correct answer. You don't even have to live in McGrath. Wherever you are listening from, if you're listening and you're playing the contest, you can win. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We'll mail you your prize no matter where you live. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Take a listen. All right, any ideas yet? I think at least one person has an idea. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We try to vary up the genres a little bit and make it so no matter what kind of music you like, you have a chance at playing this game every once in a while. We just had a call, but I'm assuming it was an incorrect answer.
Which one are you using? Oh, that... I took the first one.
I think we had a little miscommunication there. So I believe we may have potentially had a right answer. All right. Little mix up there. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Take a listen to this. All right, we have two correct answers so far. That first call was right. I don't know who it was, but you spoke to Candace. She told you you were wrong. You were, in fact, right. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Take a listen. All right, any ideas yet? 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We've had a couple correct answers so far. Our apologies to that very first caller. There was a mix-up in communication between me and Candace. It's not Candace's fault. It was my fault for not making things clear. So if you're going to be upset at someone, be upset at me. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Let's see what we have on the line. All right, we have a winner. We have a winner. No more calls, please. We have a winner. Judy Dementiff from Holy Cross is our winner. Judy Dementiff from Holy Cross, thank you for listening. This song, she correctly identified it as Tommy James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue Persuasion.
Look over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming,
crystal blue persuasion.
And Tears of a Clown on KSKO 1234. We're going to take a look at weather now. And Mr. Butch is in studio to help me with the weather right now. We've got about 8 below here at the radio station in McGrath. The forecast across the upper Kuskokwim. We've got sunshine today and tomorrow. Highs around 5 above today. Lows in the 20s below tonight. Highs around 2 above tomorrow. Partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows 6 to 14 below. Highs on Sunday near the mid-teens above zero. And Monday, 20, mid-20s, Tuesday. And Vic, fair and 8 below. Winds northeast to 10. Wind chill at 26 below. Sunny and highs around 3 below today. Lows around 14 below tonight for the lower Yukon. Sunny tomorrow and 7 above as you forecast high. Lows around 2 below. 2 above tomorrow night. Snow likely Sunday. Highs in the upper teens to mid-20s above 0 for the lower Yukon. That's Sunday. Snow likely Monday, Monday afternoon and Monday evening. Highs around 30. Fair and 1 below in sleep mute right now. Sunny today. High 0 to 5 below. 0 to 5 above for the lower Kuskokwim. Clear and lows in the lower to mid-teens tonight. Mostly sunny. 5 to 15 above for highs tomorrow. Lows tomorrow night along the lower Kuskokwim. 5 below to 5 above. Mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers Sunday. Highs in the mid-teens to mid-20s. And on Monday, you ready for this? You have the potential to be above freezing. Mid-20s to mid-30s for highs. Fort Yukon, 18 below right now. Mostly sunny today and tomorrow. Highs in the upper teens below zero. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight and tomorrow night. Lows in the mid-40s to around 50 below zero. Sunday, sunny, cloudy on Monday, highs in the single digits above zero. Eagle, fair and 16 below right now. Mostly sunny, highs in the lower to mid-teens today. Lows in the upper 30s below zero tonight. Sunny, 8 below for high tomorrow in Eagle. Clear, near 30 below tomorrow night. Mostly sunny, 1 above on Sunday. 8 above on Monday in Eagle. 19 below at Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks. We're looking at highs today around 11 below. My mind keeps wanting to think the below should be the low and not the high. You know what I mean? Lows around 34 below tonight. 4 below tomorrow for highs. 9 above Sunday for highs. 20 on Monday. Above zero for a high in Fairbanks. At Merrill Field in Anchorage, 14 and overcast right now. Winds north at 14, gusting to 23. That's above zero. Highs in the lower to mid-teens today. Once again, 9 below at the airport in McGrath. We're looking about 8 below at the radio station. Highs around 5 below today. Lows in the 20s below zero tonight. For the Upper Kuskokwim, sunset at 6:46 tonight. Sunrise at 8:21 tomorrow. Sly and the Family Stone and CCR on the way. Here's Meatloaf. I'd do anything for love.
And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'll never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy, and some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all, and these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire, and some nights you're caught in ice. Some nights you're like nothing I've ever seen before. Will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning, as long as the stars are burning,
I believe it, that I would do anything for love. to dust and we'll all fall down. Sooner or later you'll be screwing around.
I won't do that. No, I won't do that. Anything for love, but I won't do that.
Hi, this is Lori Townsend, host of Talk of Alaska. Thanks for staying informed and entertained by listening to KSKO McGrath.
Stone on KSKO 1246. We're going to take a look at messages now. McGrath residents, we've got normal water pressure back, but that means water loss has increased again. They're going to continue to monitor the system, but please continue to conserve water where you can. Like, don't do partial loads of laundry. Check for leaks in your facility, at home, at the office, wherever you are. And when it comes to toilet flushing, if it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, let it mellow a couple times. That really could save a fair amount of water.
What if it's a floater?
Candace just said, what if it's a floater? So we just need to conserve water here in McGrath. And... And that'll make a big difference. It really will. All right. The Iditarod kicks off this weekend, and KSKO will have coverage from start to finish. Coming up on Saturday, we'll have live coverage of the ceremonial start from 9:45 to 11:45, and then we'll have live coverage of the official restart. Sunday, from 2 to 3 p.m., we'll have musher and race updates throughout the race each day. Listen on the radio in your village along the Yukon and Kuskokwim on AM 900 KZPA in Fort Yukon or online at KSKOpublicRadio.com. The volunteer tax preparers will be here March 12th to 14th. Call MNVC to get on the list for the tax preparers to see you. Voting is open for the Doyon 2024 Annual Meeting of Shareholders. Vote your e-proxy online at doyon.com. The e-proxy deadline is March 12th at 5 p.m. Paul Revere and the Raiders coming up. Here's CCR, who will stop the rain. Our environment clean is important, and we can all contribute. You can help by participating in your community's cleanup greenup efforts. Bring your trash home from a recent hunt or fishing trip, properly dispose of spent batteries and fluorescent tubes, and make sure the sewage lagoons and community dump sites are properly maintained. To keep the tundra free of plastic bags, bring your reusable bag when shopping at your local store. This public service message is brought to you by Donlin Gold.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Boss just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy, said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool.
name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack.
Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. need 'em, I can get 'em. But it's yet I haven't met 'em. That's how I'm in the state I'm in.